All right, one thing we're left with still in all of this is an empty seat at the head of the FBI, and your name was on that short list. You asked for it to be taken off. Why? Why do you think you're not the right person for that job?
I think the country can do better than me, quite frankly. I did have 20 years in a courtroom, Martha. That's the best job I've ever had. But the reality is, in this current political environment, I am known more for being asked to chair one committee than I am the 20 years I spent in a courtroom. And my first rule of friendship is don't ask friends to do things that are not in their best interest. And the Senate confirmation process would be dreadful, and it'd be miserable. And quite frankly, I think the country deserves a woman or a man who is devoid of political taint. And whether I like it or not, whether I wish I could wash it off or not, I have been in politics for 6 years. I think I could be fair, but I don't know that I could get the job, and I don't know that I could convince a sufficient number of my fellow citizens that I would be fair, and quite frankly, they deserve an FBI director that is above reproach.
Was that news conference enough in and of itself to let him go, do you think?
No, and I think when history knows the full fact pattern that led Director Comey to have that July news conference, I mean, I think what your viewers know is a meeting on the tarmac. Between the spouse of a suspect of the suspect of a or the target of an investigation and the attorney general. What your viewers don't know, Martha, and what Jim Comey frankly can't tell them because it's classified, and I can't tell them because it's classified, there were a lot of other reasons that Jim Comey decided to take that decision upon himself. And I think history, and I've had plenty of differences with Jim Comey. I want to be really clear about that, lots of them. But I think history is going to be much kinder to Jim Comey in that July press conference than the Democrats were when he had it. I think he had access to information that, because he is a stand-up guy and he's not going to disseminate classified information, although God knows everybody else is, he's not going to do it, even if it casts him in a negative light. So all your viewers see is this meeting on the tarmac. Jim Comey had access to additional information that I am convinced left him with no other choice than to make the decision he made in July.
So you're saying he had no choice. There was pressure on him to not prosecute Hillary Clinton? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I think he had access to information and he wanted to safeguard the integrity of the investigation and the integrity of the process. And I probably ought to just leave it right there. I think he wanted the public to have confidence. He had access to information that your viewers don't have, and they may not ever have because it is classified. But trust me when I tell you this, Martha, I know what it was. And I have been a critic of Jim Comey in the past, but he made the only decision he could have made with respect to appropriating that decision away from the Department of Justice and making the decision himself. And history will be a hell of a lot kinder to him than the Democrats were at the time.
I only take away from that that you're suggesting that there were more entanglements between the Clintons and perhaps the Justice Department than everyone understands.
You're very perceptive.
Okay. Thank you. Trey Gowdy.
Yes, ma'am.